This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' State of the World Update, Living in Grace, March 2021.
Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, there are many different states of consciousness that you can choose to have, that you can choose every moment of every day to live in. Today we would like to discuss, yes, living in the state of grace. Being in grace means that you are aligned with your spirit. It means that you are accepting of what is occurring around you. It means that you are living in current time, current space. It means indeed, when you are in that state of grace, that you are calm, that you are not allowing your mind to take you to dark places. You are not allowing others indeed to affect you adversely. You are fully aware and living the truth that you are in charge, that you are the one who is creating your life and all that is happening around you. Of course, you are always the creator, never the victim. So when you are in the state of grace, you are fully conscious of these truths, and you are trying to your utmost to live in that manner, paying attention to your spirit as it talks to you, aware, yes, of your friends and spirit, your guides, your teachers, your loved ones. Now it may indeed seem as if we are asking quite a lot of you. But we bring this to your attention, so you'll just keep it in mind as you go about your day and your life, so that you will strive, yes, indeed, to calm the harried mind, to indeed bring yourself into the current moment, current time and space, so that you are not wasting any of your precious energy worrying about things that you have no control over. Instead, you are focused on the power within you and what you do have control over, your own personal state of consciousness, your own thoughts, the energies that you choose to hold, yes, into your consciousness every moment. And that way, you are going to be happier. You are going to be more in harmony, not only with others, but with yourself. You will find that your body will be in greater health. You will find indeed that it will be easier for you to manifest your heart's desire. Now, so many are in flux. Yes, indeed, right now, with so many changes going on in the world, and it seems difficult at times to stay centered, to stay open, to live in this state of grace. But dear friends, it is possible, of course, and you wouldn't be listening to our message if you weren't ready indeed to hear our words. Now, in this time of the pandemic, when there's still great fear in the world, there's still great discussion as to whether or not you're going to get ill and pass from this earth, or indeed whether you should choose to have the vaccination. Great discussion and controversy over that. And of course, we understand that, dear friends, but we urge you all to move more and more into this state of consciousness. Well, you will be able to create what we have discussed with you in previous messages, the immunity, the natural immunity. Now, of course, if you would choose, yes, to take advantage of the medical profession and have, yes, the immunization, the vaccine, you will be protected. But there are many other illnesses and diseases right around the corner, indeed, that could impact you. Ideally, when you are consciously choosing to strive for this state of grace, living in grace every day, you will find your health much improved. You will find your immunity stronger and stronger. But until the day where you have reached that mastery, we would want you, of course, to take advantage of your fine physicians and the medicines that are, of course, available to you. But continue to believe in the innate power of your spirit to be able to create the perfection within you. And that will only come about when you are in that calm, accepting state of mind, not allowing the world to impact you overly. Now, of course, you are still part of the world, and you are going to be curious, and we would hope that you would be, for your beliefs, your thoughts, your actions are, of course, impacting the whole. You are indeed never going to be able to separate fully from others around you, for you are connected, dear friends. So whether there is a pandemic or there is complete harmony on the planet Earth, you are always part of that collective energy. So yes, indeed, allow yourself to find your balance as to how you will interact with the world, knowing when you are overwhelmed, when you need to disconnect temporarily, but still knowing indeed that your thoughts, what you choose to project and radiate out into the masses, has a great impact. So we ask for all of you, as part of living in grace, will you hold a beautiful image for humanity? Will you indeed imagine the Earth, Mother Earth, completely indeed balanced, not in distress as she is right now? Can you imagine the hearts of mankind opening, caring for each other, no longer feeling the need of the ego to fight, to struggle, in conflict? And yes, indeed, so many of the battles that the mind will engage in. As you send out these thoughts and these images, know that they are quite powerful and that you hold within you the key not only for your own life, where you would choose, of course, peace and harmony and joy, but you also hold the key for others by the energies you are able to hold in your consciousness, for you are always impacting others around you. Know that, dear friends, deep within your being, so that you will be able to consciously choose the higher path of truth, of grace. And that way, you are indeed spreading the love, the light, that of course is part of you, as part of being part of God, indeed, for you are all part of that energy, that divineness. So, dear friends, we remind you, the state of grace is available to you. We would suggest that you think about it often. We suggest that you challenge yourself more and more to indeed daydream, think about it, focus on it more and more, about having that calm, accepting, loving spirit where you are able to easily hold that energy, not being rattled by the world around you and by others, and you will find that so much more in your life will be, yes, peaceful and harmonious, and you will not be bothered by others' actions. You will not be bothered by dis-ease of the body, mind, and soul, for of course it is not just of the body at all. And you will indeed be able to rise up in your consciousness more and more and begin to remember, yes, the wisdom that is within you. Of course, we are always here to assist, to instruct, to help remind you of what so many of you already know. Indeed, we love you very much. Know that you are being supported no matter what the challenge in your lives, and there is always a resolution available to you, always a cure for what may ail you. There is always indeed the peace. Choose that now, and it will be yours. Go your ways now in more peace and more state of grace within you. God bless you.